Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 5 days a week all across America and around the world. There's even 9 brave radio stations in New Zealand that pick up this show and do it on the rebroadcast, and for all of those of you listening to those archives and so on and so forth, thank you very much for doing so, and I hope you appreciate it, because you can be rest assured, in New Zealand, there's very little content like this kind of show available. And so, naturally, the Americans had to give it to us. You know, so that's the thing about the American dream. You can't be living in America anymore in order to experience it. Or you have to be asleep to believe it, as George Carlin was saying. You know, there's a whole lot of scumbaggery going on all over the world. And the whole concept of being tired of it, you know, it wears on you. Just knowing that things are bad, just knowing that there are copious quantities of scumbags out there, is something that irks each and every one of us. And if it doesn't, it frickin' well should. People devote their lives to exposing the corrupt, to trying to bring them to justice. And in my opinion, half the time, they're not the people who are employed to do so. In fact, the people who are employed to bring people to justice, judges and police and so forth, almost accomplish the direct opposite in a lot of cases. We live in a topsy-turvy world. Up is down, black is white, corrupt is just. And it's depressing for many of us to go through such a swath of the cream of the crop of filth out there, just waiting, you know, salivating any opportunity to take advantage of somebody who's in a vulnerable position. I was with my mate Phil last night, and he's getting kicked out of his house because of a lot of scumbaggery, as is the case. And it turns out that there's a whole lot of personal things going on there. Some people want to make money. Some people want to build houses. And incidentally, the one who builds the house is the one who gets their money stolen by the one who just want to make money and ain't caring about their houses. And that's what's happening to him right now. You know, 18 years of it. Building it up from something that... imagine for a moment. That's like 18 years ago. You walk into a place and the carpet is supposed to be white, but it's black. And it smells of urine. And then to go from that to turning it into a more or less a luxury apartment flat sort of thing, you know, beautiful tiles on the walls and things of that nature. And then to have all your work stolen away from you because the lady who manages the properties and the body corporate manages to get you kicked off your position as the head of the body corporate and then uses the other people around you to get you to sell out. And imagine at the same time you've got a very bad bronchial infection. You can't work for quite a long time. And you've got nothing to catch you but very good friends and so on and so forth. His mother, who's not wealthy, loaned him $30,000. A very good friend loaned him $50,000. How many of you out there who don't have obscenely wealthy contacts and things of that nature would be able to get somebody to give you something like that? The answer is not a whole lot of us. So despite the fact that he's being surrounded by the scum who are trying to rob him of his livelihood, of something he's worked on for the best part of 2 decades, he's still got people to try and catch him before he falls. Unfortunately, though, his only choice now is to have the property sold at $15,000 under value and have to move to one of his other properties, which is not yet finished, without a toilet, without a kitchen, without running water. Imagine you just spent two decades fixing up a place that you wanted to live in for a while, and then it's gone, and the only thing you got left is your other property with no running water. It's horrific, man. And he says, oh, Vinny, you know, this might not be important to you or anything enough to go on your show. And I say, well, you're familiar with the term microcosm. It's the same thing. I can guarantee you this is happening to a lot of people. Mortgage fraud and just underhanded, nasty people who just think that what you spend your life building is theirs for the taking. You know, and a lot of times these people wind up in governments or top of corporations and things like that. You know, it's just take and take and take until there's nothing fracking left. You know, they take from the small businesses and they feed this big giant machine, and we're the ones who are the meat getting ground up. And it's really quite emotional to think that it might be happening to countless others at the same time. When did society get so wrong? When did things change? At what point did people suddenly sit up and go, you know, this entire world is fracked? The people who are the least capable of caring, the least capable of loving, the least capable of producing any real wealth by themselves have instituted themselves as the dominant organisms on this planet. How does that happen? Well, I'll tell you how. Through scumbaggery. That's right. You don't have to play by rules if you're a scumbag. Ordinary, decent people like you or I might shy away from hurting somebody in such a way. Might think that it's dishonest. It might keep us up at night to think, I just destroyed somebody's livelihood. I destroyed somebody's life. For some reason, if you got paid 50 grand for it or something like that, well, excuse me, I've got a bit of a runny nose. It was kind of cold here in New Zealand. The problem I have with society at the moment is people's lack of giving a frack. I come right out and say it, man. Not enough people care. Right? And I care lots. And I'm really empathetic to people. To the point where maybe I overextend myself. But that doesn't really matter to me, because if somebody's in need and they're sort of alone at that point in time, then all you need really is just somebody to be there, somebody to listen to you, somebody to tell your story to, somebody to make you feel better, somebody to give you a few words of wisdom or encouragement. Just at that right time, when you're at your lowest, that's when I tend to turn up in people's lives sometimes. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity that I can help people in this way. Yet, I don't try to help people who can't help themselves. You think about it, what's the most important thing you got going on in your life right now? And you think about your friends or your family and think of what kind of crap they're going through right now. And are you more willing or less willing to go out of your way to spend a couple of hours just to have a conversation with them to make them feel better about all this crap that they're going through? Or is your life just that much more important, sitting back watching TV or whatever, that you don't want to spend a couple of hours having a conversation in the middle of the night with somebody who's all alone in the threatening world, tears streaming down their face, nobody cares about me, they're all coming in, they're taking from me until there's nothing left? You know, I don't think it's right to just let people hang out to dry like that. Have no loyalty for the human race anymore, do we? It's like to know that people don't care, not to think, not to theorize, but to know that people don't care is very, very hard to deal with. But on that same token, you can be fracked over for significant periods of time, maybe even your entire life. But all it takes is just one person to go out of their way for you, and suddenly faith in humanity is restored. Isn't that interesting? How it takes a lifetime of abuse and neglect to mess with your faith in humanity, and it only takes a moment of mutual respect to get it back. And I think we should all be cognizant of this. Are people whinging just because they're not taking personal responsibility? Or are they really hurting because forces outside their control, people who operate outside the bounds of morality, are purposefully destroying their life for their own personal gain? Those are the kind of people that you should be really trying to help out in some way, shape, or form, whatever you can. I had the realization that I'm a very, very damaged person, and doing this radio show is actually a form of therapy for me. The comedy and things of that nature, it's not actually, I wouldn't say it's not real. You know, I do like to have a good laugh. But just beneath this, happy, go lucky grinning dude is a festering rage, like extraordinary anger. That's what's right underneath my skin pretty much at all times. I hate what happens to people when they're left out in the cold. And I hate that it happens more often than not. I hate the people who do this. I hate the people who lie. I hate the people who cheat. I hate the people who steal. Hate is not too strong a word, because they are the very lowest and the scum of humanity. You can't sit back and go, you know, I want to help people and whatever, and I don't want to focus on the bad things because that's just negative energy. Look, if all you're doing is focusing on the positive things, believe me, all you're doing is letting yourself be wide open to attacks from the outside by scumbaggery agencies of some kind. There's very little you can do as soon as somebody who doesn't play by any rules comes after you. Very little you can do. Often it doesn't even matter how much documents you've got, how much evidence you've amassed on these people. How much effort do you really have to go through in order to protect yourself from somebody who's destroying you? And the answer is a hell of a lot. And it's just not fair. It's just not fair. And a lot of the things that are going on in today's society, they're not our fault. I get really upset when I hear people criticize ordinary men and women and call them sheeple and say that this entire system is their fault because they haven't been doing enough. It's like, you scumbag. How dare you, you know, dump on the public like that? Sure, they might be dumb and brainwashed and so on and so forth and getting the government they deserve. But what was the likelihood that they were going to wake up? It's an extremely small minority of people who have actually cottoned on to the fact that this entire thing is a scam. And I think when you recognize that there are a lot of eclectic influences from your education to your family unit breakdown and so on and so forth, it's a wonder any of us have woken up at all. And we should be fracking grateful. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
1973 was a year rich in dark and turbulent history, but through all the global and political turmoil, a shining light was born. The first celebration pipes were created on Lai'i Point in Oahu, Hawaii, 40 years later, and CelebrationPipes.com is marking their anniversary with a beautiful new finish in Victory Green. Celebration pipes are functional jewelry for the mind. Each lava stoneware pipe is noka oi, and still handcrafted by DePiper himself, fired twice and plated in 22 karat gold, then finished with more precious metals and lusters. Choose from pure gold, platinum, opal, black coral, purple haze, Hanalei blue, or Rastafire. And now the 40th anniversary Victory Green. Many celebrities and heroes of the legalization movement have commissioned their pipes from CelebrationPipes.com, including Aerosmith, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Colin Young, Kala Pana, Cheech and Chong, Robinson, Daryl Hannah, Keith Stroop, Willie Nelson, Fleetwood Mac, Woody Harrelson, Jefferson Starship, Marley. Come and see all the beautiful pipes and get your 40th anniversary Victory Green Celebration Pipe at CelebrationPipes.com.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself. Protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Get the real truth behind the news. Join us Thursday evenings, 4 p.m. Central, for the Region 10 Report, brought to you by Suzanne Posel and OccupyCorporatism.com.
I got some so-called friends. I'll smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The caller lines are now open. The phone number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. If you would like to call in and discuss some form of scumbaggery or anything that happens to people that you love and how you help them in some way, shape, or form. Because I think, you know, we've got to help each other a lot. That's what a voluntary society is, I think, really based upon, is moralistic, decent people helping other decent people get through ordinary Shiite Muslim. Yeah, that's the best of us. I think anyway. I could be wrong. Maybe the globalists are right. That, oh, we're all just dumb animals and we don't deserve anything, you know. We should just be exterminated and have the fluoride increased and so on and so forth and be vaccinated. Have our eyeballs pulled from their sockets so that we can't see the scumbaggery. No, I don't think so, man. You can just think about the mentality. Okay. All right. What would have to happen to you to make you think that 90% of humanity should be exterminated because they're not of any valid use to you? No. I mean, really think about it. How many bad experiences does it take before you assume that everybody's out to get you, that nobody's worth your time, and in fact, nobody's even worth the air that they're breathing. Nobody's worth life. And it's worth exterminating. It's worth torturing. It's worth manipulating. Yeah, think about that.
Would you have to be sexually abused as a child? Would you have to have all of your family and friends dump on you your entire life? You know, try to be the only one to try and get people through and having nobody to pick you up when you get knocked to the ground. That could really frack you off, couldn't it? It could make you hold a pin on your fellow man and think to yourself, hey, everybody else, frack you. I'm the most important person in the world and nobody else has any value of any kind. I could understand how somebody might turn out like that. If there's nobody to show you a different direction. I mean, let's say you are born in an alleged bad neighborhood and the only people you ever got to associate with were bad people. Criminals. And I ain't talking about criminals like, oh, he's smoking a J or selling a bit of weed on the street corner or something like that. I'm talking about like real criminals. Like people who will knife an old lady and steal her handbag kind of criminals. If those are your role models, if that's what you got to look up to, fracking no wonder you turned into a psychopath. You know, you've got to be examples to people around you because you influence everything around you. Everything. Well, I wouldn't say everything. Our influences are very limited, aren't they? Our actions, there's only so much you can do. We can't all be Olympic pole vaulters. We can't all be talk radio show hosts. Who the frack would do any of the real work? And that's another thing. Is people have this idea of their favorite talk radio show host or favorite TV show or something of that nature, and they feel as though there's this relationship that is being built through this medium, when it's actually one-sided. You know, this whole thing it's called in the film business the fourth wall. When you go back and you directly address the audience and you break character and you let people know, hey, this wasn't real. It was just a movie that we made up to distract you for a couple of hours. I've also really worried that people take these relationships with radio show hosts who they don't even talk to seriously enough to go out and tell other people what they've heard on the radio. As if it was their own thought, as though a friend told them, and that kind of thing, without doing any of their own research or cross-referencing to back it up, and come out and say, absolutely sure of yourself, absolutely sure of yourself, you know, because this radio show host said it, and so on and so forth. And it's just, you know, you can trust credible sources and so on and so forth. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But what I have a real problem with is devotion. Absolute devotion without any real relationship being built. You know, and that's a concern of mine, because I see this happening all over the place, and this is just a general theme across the whole of society. People got relationships with people they don't even know. You know, everybody knows who Angelina Jolie is, or was. She's half a woman now, as I hear it. But she doesn't know who any of us are. You know, she never met us, talked to us, that kind of thing. And I'm just wondering, how do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile fame, fortune, etc., and the amplification of your presence? Because if you can, say, for example, physically be there and give somebody a hug or something like that, you can't somehow broadcast a hug, can you? You can't be there for everybody. If it's in some kind of a digital medium, all you really got is the voice and all the visual, and it's very limited in that regard. Because people need a lot more than just the visual, than just the audio. You know, people want real human contact, and whether or not they realize it, that's what we all need, really, isn't it? Just to have fun and actually really care about somebody and know that somebody really cares about you. Suddenly, hey, life doesn't suck so much. And life expectancy, kind of proves this. Married men tend to live longer. I have my theory about that. Honey, don't smoke that. Don't drink that. You know, that kind of... I'm sorry, baby, if you're listening. But you know, it's the same thing. It's very difficult if you're a man to keep self-destructive bachelor habits if you're not a bachelor. You know, you can't go out drinking every weekend because you've got to be home with the missus on the couch. You know, holding hands or something while you're watching a movie together under a blanket. You know, that's actually a lot more healthy for your body. Incidentally, it's not exactly healthy, of course, than going out and getting plastered off your frickin' face, looking for some description of wet hole to stick your wick in. That doesn't matter if you have a love or a lust when you don't have anybody at all, does it? You've got an empty space there. An empty space that you forever try to fill with something else. And you never fill it. Just like advertising. You get advertised, you see this car, oh mate, that car's great. Imagine how many bitches I could get with that car, bro. With the 22-inch rims. Yeah. Yeah. I see this gangster culture coming up. And I was just thinking, man, what a brilliant way to poison ethnic communities with propaganda, BS, take them away from it, like the Islander communities here in Auckland. They would be overwhelmingly Christian and religious, yet what I see as a very unfortunate consequence of the breakdown of the family unit is that you now have disaffected youth who have a lack of proper male role models to teach them how to be real men, who go off and see that this whole gangster culture is the thing, isn't it? Have you noticed? And last night we were talking about alcohol in Otahuhu. It's an ethnic community here in Auckland. It's the cheapest alcohol in the city. Now, why is that? Well, I got a theory for you. It's to destroy those ethnic minorities. Alcohol destroys communities. Has done so for a long time. A long time. The more alcohol that's out there, the better, as far as the New World Order is concerned. And I hear about these black neighborhoods in America who have, you know, a liquor shop on one corner, gun shop on the other. So you got these disaffected youth again running from one to the other, shooting their friends. And now the highest killer in poor black communities is homicide. Could you imagine walking down the street and thinking, you know, the most likely thing that is going to happen to me when I die is I'll be shot and buried in a wooden box for the money in my pocket. And you try and blame somebody else for it. You know, oh, he should have gotten himself out of that community. We can't get out of these communities, man. We're all stuck, aren't we? You know, like economic bondage. Way back in the day, slavery involved the use of chains around your wrists. About 100 years ago, slavery used to be about your time clock and punch cards. Got to be here at a certain time, punch in, punch out. And now we're being enslaved by iPhones and distracted by music. The game has not changed for quite some time. And the communities are suffering, really. And I see these community groups. There was this TV3 debate, The Vote, a couple nights back. And one of the people on the negative team, the vote was about whether or not you should decriminalize cannabis and legal highs that we have here in New Zealand. And on the negative team, they had a, I believe it might have been Samoan or something, but anyways, a community leader representing the Maori and Pacific Island people, really, and saying that marijuana should never be legalized because it destroys the youth, that it takes away their lust for life. And, you know, he's got a point. But had those youth some kind of positive role model in their life, they wouldn't be that prone to drug abuse. Did you know that if you haven't had your father around, if you're a boy and you haven't had your father around for all or most of your life, you're something like 7 times more likely to get a criminal conviction? 7 times more likely. Because you don't have that positive role model, that positive example in front of you. This is a goal. This is what a man is. This is how it's supposed to be. Your parents are your model for everything. If you're a mother, your daughter is going to wind up like you. And she's going to wind up being attracted to a man who's much like her father. Just like boys. A boy will wind up much like his father and be attracted to a woman that's similar to his mother. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because that's how stable family units are really bonded. Because you imprint your children with what you're doing. And if you're imprinting them with violence, if you're imprinting them with abandonment, if you're imprinting them with crime, if you're imprinting them with drug dependency, what do you think you're possibly going to gain out of that relationship? What do you think? Sure, there's people who have gone through that scenario and come out the other side, spent time in prison, and suddenly realize, you know, I have to turn my life around, and sure enough they do. But for the majority of people, it doesn't seem to work like that. I don't know what it is about some people that just are maybe clued up enough or lucky enough to have an experience that teaches them something that's very profound and changes the entire direction in their life. I would like to find out what that element is, you know, isolate it, synthesize it, inject it into people by any means necessary. Imagine that, like some kind of a testosterone booster in not so many words. Something that you can literally make people improve their own lives. By their own volition, hard work, dedication, by their own thoughts. It'd be lovely if we could do that. But that ain't the truth. Truth is, most people don't come out the other side. I don't think so anyway. I think that the damages that we encounter in our lives also imprint on us just as much as our parents' behavior would. And sometimes that damage is too much to bear and you can't go on. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. It's all predicated upon the premise that most people have stopped giving a frack. But you can make a difference if you do. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you been feeling off lately? Tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural? Something that helps your body actually heal itself. I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
We're ready for our first caller. Welcome, Debbie. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what the RNA drops are doing for you and what your experience is on them?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many experiences. The first effects I felt was I would take the drops before going off to the golf course to play in league or just to play, and I noticed my game was more precise, and my focus was there, and my eye stayed right in the ball, and I hit the ball farther. My muscles seemed to work. My energy levels seemed to be up, and I'll tell you, I took a couple of strokes off my game.
I think that's incredible.
It's pretty exciting.
What are the other things that you have noticed on that?
Well, in my love life, I noticed that the focus and the energy level and the energy exchange that I have with my man has been amazing. I can actually feel the energy exchange from his body to my body.
That
just,
is great.
Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
And again, you can get those drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
That's right, trinasgooddrops.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Caller lines are open, 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. And, you know, it's been big in the news recently is this the soldier getting beheaded by two Muslim men. And I was listening to Dr. Kevin Barrett's show before mine this morning. And he was talking about Islam and how a good portion, if not the majority, of the Islamic population believes 9/11 was an inside job, that it was a orchestrated event to demonize Muslims, and that he made another point, which I found particularly interesting and very profound, which I think relates to this case a bit, is that terrorism backfires unless it's false terrorism. Haven't you found that interesting? Right? Let's say that there were 19 guys with box cutters who managed to hijack planes and steal and, you know, blow up the World Trade Center on TV. And the whole point of warfare is to convince your enemy to not want to fight. Did that work for Islam or for Muslims in general, had that been the case? Did America suddenly go, oh my God, they've dealt us a big death blow. Let's sit back and not fight them. They're too scary. No. They went freaking crazy. It's United We Stand and freaking Puff Daddy. You know, I mean, if anything screams American togetherness, it's obviously Puff Daddy. You know, I've got some gargantuan flag that I'm waving around. Isn't that nice? See, I don't get it because it's ridiculous. Anybody who has any clue about terrorism of any kind knows that it will freaking backfire the frack out of you, unless, of course, you're faking it and blaming it on somebody else. All right, it either backfires on you if you're genuine, or it backfires on your enemies if it's false. That's terrorism. Look it up in the dictionary. Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, it's a system of government, incidentally. That's right. Terrorism's a system of government that uses fear and coercive tactics in order to get the population to vote or do things that it wants. Who does that sound like? Sounds like every freaking government in the Western world, doesn't it? People would argue with me, and they're wrong. Okay? If you think that fear and intimidation isn't the mainstay of Western society, try arguing with a cop. You know, try telling them to put down their shield and stop being some kind of jackboot thug for the system. You'll get that jackboot down on your skull. You'll smash your head in, chuck you in the cells for a night. And this happened to me as well. I was just being laughed at. That was what really ticked me off, is that they threw me in the cells, and you could hear them just laughing at me down the hall kind of thing. You know, just callous scum. And I'm not throwing all cops under the bus here. I mean, some of them aren't corrupt. You know, there's probably one or two. And they're retired. You know, it's just the system forces you to act a certain way, doesn't it? You know, here's your training programs. Here's your protocols. Here's your little sheets of paper and BS. Here's your secret meetings with the chief as he tells you to do certain things that you're not supposed to do under the Constitution. But, hey, if we want to meet our quotas, that's what we've got to do. You know? I remember Danny Panzella on the show yesterday, and it was pretty enlightening about the NYC, NYPD, a bit of corruption there, a bit of the old NYPD blues. Come on. Well, what possesses you? And this is the thing. What possesses you to go into any form of public service? You know, like, you know what possessed me to, you know, try and serve the public, at least in my own small way with the radio show, is partly because of the fact that, hey, I really wanted to help people. Okay, now, fortunately, I've weaseled my way into an industry that actually does try and help people. Whereas if I were to try and get myself into, some kind of officialdom position where the stated intention is to try and help people, but you don't wind up even having anything of that nature happen. invariably. You'll wind up cracking people over the skull for no good fracking reason, searching them illegally, sending basically traumatizing innocent, otherwise law-abiding citizens. And they're bullies, you know? I mean, I was at this Trans-Pacific Partnership protest, and there's one cop in particular. You all know the type of cop I'm talking about. Just hands-on. No warning, no nothing. Okay, like, police line moves everybody back from the building. And a couple of protesters get caught behind the police line, and sure enough, they're walking towards it so they can leave with the rest of the protesters. And I'm on the other side of the cops filming, and this elderly lady is moving towards the police line, trying to make her way through, and then this frack comes up behind her and just shoves her as hard as he can. And if she hadn't have crashed right into me, she would have fallen flat on her face and probably knocked her teeth out. You know? Thank God I was there, the big cushiony Vinnie Eastwood, to break her fall. And then the guy does the similar thing to me. Like, I have this wireless microphone. Oh, here it is right here. Wireless microphone, right? And it's sticking out of my camera bag on my hip. So all you can see is the rounded tip of the microphone. You can't see the microphone bit, you know. All you see is it's kind of stick coming up. And he marches across the street. You know, the protest is freaking over. They made me walk all the frack way around the block in order to come and get my freaking car back, which had the megaphone on top of it, which they moved and scratched the hood of my car and didn't freaking apologize, the scum. And he tries to rough me up and just kind of like grabs at it. You know, like, what is that? What is that? What the hell do you think, mate? Didn't you see me talking through the megaphone for like the entire fracking protest? Didn't you see me with the camera as you shoved an old lady into me, you fracking scumbag? I hate people like that. Just violent, getting I hate it when people put their hands on me. I hate it. I used to be a really violent kid. And I haven't laid a finger on anybody since the age of 15 when I suddenly realized, hey, every time I hurt somebody, I wind up getting in massive trouble. Even if I didn't start the fight, I'm the one who always gets in trouble. So I haven't touched anybody since. And so whenever somebody fracking touches me, it makes my blood boil. I'm a fracking peaceful person. And I said in a segment or two previously that underneath this glossy veneer of smiles and happiness and bubbliness that I normally have here, there's just a massive, kindling, burning kettle of rage. And it really comes out if you fracking touch me. And I can't hit him, you know? Somebody comes up to you wearing a uniform and violently assaults you, you can't do anything back to the frack, or you'll get killed. You know, you're shot dead in the street because he started it and you defended yourself. That's society in a nutshell. If you got a fracking uniform on, some kind of hat, maybe with skull and crossbones on it, or an SS uniform or something like that, suddenly you can touch whomever you want. And I hate security guards too, like that. Always laying their frickin' hands on you. There's no, oh, excuse me, can you move over there, please, sir? And you go, oh, yeah, no problem, mate. It's just shove or grab you by the arm and push you in some frickin' direction. How dare you touch me? You violent little cock. I'm sorry, I apologize, but you know, this has happened to me a number of times, and I'm sick of it, man. I really hate it when people get treated like this way. And I'm sure everybody else is really sick of it too. You know, what is these people's frickin' problem?
What makes them think that your body is their property to push around and shove as they will? What am I, a slave? I'm not a fracking slave. You fracking scumbag. How dare you? I mean, the audacity. The audacity of it, eh? I don't understand what. Where did they get this sudden urge? It's like, you know, I could use my words and ask somebody politely, but no, I'd rather force them rather than ask them. And force is a poor substitute for persuasion. We'll be right back. I am the
eye in the sky. Did you get a red light camera ticket? Red light cameras are a scam. The government and their corporate interests want you to believe they are about safety, but in reality they generate billions of dollars for private security firms like Redflex Incorporated, robbing you of time, money and energy. Don't let the flash steal your cash. At killredlightcameras.com, you can purchase a copy of You Don't Have to Pay, How Anyone Can Beat a Red Light Camera Ticket the Easy Way by Red Light Camera Crusader Rory Joseph Brown. Rory figured out the secret that the courts, police, and private camera companies don't want you to know. That in fact, these cameras are unconstitutional. You Don't Have to Pay as a field guide to go from receiving your ticket in the mail to beating it in court in 3 easy steps. Hurry, act now. Go to killredlightcameras.com. Available in both PDF and Kindle versions. If you know your rights, you don't have to pay.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in 3 models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually forgetting it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist, while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a 2-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And, you know, I like starting off a segment with my very special guest. You know, unfortunately, today I don't know what's happened. I was supposed to have a guy named Graham McReady, who is taking a private prosecution against the former mayor of Auckland, John Banks, otherwise known locally as Banksy. He's a real piece of work, that Banksy, mate. I swear. I mean, you know, in some cases, you think, how in the frack can people vote for these kind of people, right? They're not personable. They're elitist. They're insulting. They're insufferable. And you see these bunches of morons, and I'm going to call it as I see it, waving their fracking placards, "Vote for Banksy." You pathetic scum. You're a moron. All right, you don't even know what kind of scum you're supporting here. All right, he's got dead eyes. Practically psychopathic in nature. Well, in my personal opinion, you know, I could be wrong, and I don't have no doctorate or nothing. And even if I did, I wouldn't be able to prove it because there's no blood test, is there? Or any scientific evidence, for that matter. Which means I'm probably just as qualified as any qualified psychologist to make a judgment call on what somebody's frickin' mental disorder is. But Banksy suffers from... No, he doesn't suffer. He makes us suffer. I mean, it's like, dig this. If you're at a public meeting, or just, you know, like a council chambers meeting or something of that nature, would you expect that if you're just standing there in the background with a tripod and a camera, just filming the public meeting, that you would get thrown out by security guards because Banksy says so? You know, that's the kind of person he is. He's just scum in every single sense of the word. Dry scum. All right? You know, the kind of stuff that accumulates in the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty? Yeah, little bit less appealing than that. That's Banksy. I really, really don't have no love for the guy. Namely because he's just really up himself and insulting. And there's so many allegations being laid against him for things as like pedophilia or drug trafficking or you know, that kind of stuff. And clearly, by no stretch of the imagination, he'd had allegations of corruption. And yet, people who claim to have a political interest, and I can guarantee you, you got some kind of councilman in your frickin' county or state or wherever the hell you happen to be in the world listening to this radio show, I can guarantee you've got some kind of real top-down elitist scum running your part of town. You know, those kind of people who you just can't get along with because they're just not good people. They're just not good people. And, you know, I applaud people who take a personal vendetta against scum like that. You know, you gotta hand it to them. Because it's kind of like most people are too afraid. No, actually, scratch that. Too afraid. Most people are too fracking apathetic. They just don't give a frack enough about how their country or their city's being run to go up and accost these pieces of trash like Banksy. Hey, I've accosted him many times. It's nothing like a camera to give you the will and the ballsiness to go up to that fracker and ruin his day. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever ruined his day. But I'll tell you what, just trying to accost him and being polite gets you abused by Banksy. And I've done it many times. And he accuses you of stuff and laughs at you. And there's this snide little smile and smirk that he's got. You know the type. And of course, people vote for the frack. Am I alone in this feeling that, oh my gosh, maybe that's oh my baba ganoush. I don't comprehend it, okay, mainly because I'm not an idiot, and I actually know who he is. I actually have spoken to him. I've actually tried to interview him. I mean, palmed off like yesterday's garbage. Just total horrific people. You know, and this is who you got controlling you. This is who you got making all the important decisions. This is who you got funneling all your municipal funds away. Isn't it? I don't get it. Where did the people with a conscience go? Well, you know where they went? They went into private enterprise because they didn't want to be in public office and have to deal with any of these pieces of trash like this. You know, frack bureaucracy. I don't get it. I really don't. How can people do this? And it's because they don't know. They don't fracking know. Okay, like I was covering the election a number of years back. And this Mount Albert by-election, like Helen Clark, the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, right, gets this big job, number three at the UN, $9 billion budget, $9 million salary. Mm-hmm. Mostly to dish vaccines out to the third world that are contaminated, financed by the Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has been found to have HIV contamination and all of this other kind of stuff, which is incidentally the reason why AIDS is so fracking rampant in Africa is because they're injecting the frack out of them with it. All right. That's what she did. And then her seat, which had been long held by the Labour Party, gets filled by all these other people, you know, jockeying for position. Nobody had a chance of winning except the Labour Party because they got like a 80% majority or some crap like that, you know, close enough to it. And you have these little minor parties trying to vie for the position, you know, from United Future or in particular the ACT Party. And this is what I want to say. There was this dude in a van with a ACT Party kind of logo on it, with a little loudspeaker on the side of the road, trying to promote John Boscawen from the ACT Party. Now, I've spoken to John, and he's actually quite a good guy. He is personable, and he is a bit of a nice fella. But I asked this guy,
why do you like John Boscawen? And he says, oh, because I really favour his liberal policies. And, you know, and I say, what kind of liberal policies? Blank stare. Think about it. You've taken the effort, my man, to drive a vehicle for this person, to vote for this person, and to put yourself out there saying that you want to encourage other people to vote for this person. And by your own admission, you don't know what the frack you're talking about. You've got to be freaking kidding me. And this is the vast majority of voting, I believe, based upon my personal experience. Anybody who basically doesn't vote the way I do, or maybe, I don't know, if there is an informed person who votes either Labour or National, how can they do this? It's insanity. All right? It's not possible to vote for any one of the two mainstream parties, or really any of the political parties to a large extent, because you don't frickin' know who they are. You don't frickin' know their policy. And no wonder the country's going to hell in a handbasket. No wonder the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. They don't know any of these people. Banksy gets like 50 grand or something like that from MrKim.com, who gets surveilled illegally, I might add, by the GCSB, with full knowledge of the Prime Minister, and the frack gets away with it. And people like Graham McCready are actually trying to, you know, just say, hey, look, this guy's a scumbag. He violated the law, and the government won't take him to task over it because the government is just as corrupt as he is. It'd be pretty hypocritical of them to prosecute somebody who's criminals when, you know, what are they doing? They prosecute themselves? Oh my god, that would be a great skit, wouldn't it? You know, big news flash: government sentences itself to prison. That'd be great, actually. Yeah, just like the Prime Minister comes out, he goes, all right, New Zealand, I realise that I'm a banker scumbag, and I've told at least 300 lies per day in order to keep you from realizing my plans to destroy the country, and I can't live with myself any longer. I am going to put myself in prison because I'm a bad, bad man. I can guarantee you, like, half the country will go, hooray! And the other half of the country will go, what? You know, because people have just hit them between the eyes and you have no freaking idea, bro. Look. Okay, calm down, Vinny. I don't know. This is something that gets me excited and happy and jovial about the thought of the Prime Minister or Banksy or any of these other fracks going to jail, you know? It fills me with glee. Is that nasty? Is that wrong to think that Barack Obama going to prison would be freaking awesome and, you know, crack out a bottle of champagne or a bottle, you know, something of that nature? That would be great, you know, spray it all over everybody like they do at the Indy 500. Frack, man. It would be like Celebration Day. You remember when Osama bin Laden was allegedly assassinated by a bunch of SEAL Team Sixes who incidentally got assassinated right afterwards, all in the same helicopter, and there were all these Americans in the street, and like, on cue, USA, 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 our morons are the best morons, USA, USA, we have no idea what we're even talking about because he died of kidney failure, USA, USA, I mean, come on, that'd be great if it was actually for something real, wouldn't that be great, you know, I mean, what is it like to be an American nowadays? When you can't even switch on the TV without being lied to. I mean, mainstream media thinks they're popular, you know, because they're going in some kind of studio or whatever. Oh, yeah, we're mainstream media. And it's just like, no, I don't know. But barely anybody watches you anymore. Chuck Norris's Total Gym has more ratings than you. You shill. You frickin' scumbag.
You pathetic trash. Nobody cares what you've got to say. Everybody thinks you're a frickin' liar. And there's only a small handful of people who are so dumb, that they just can't help themselves but swallow it all. You know, lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, why don't you just put the gun between your teeth and squeeze the trigger, America? Put yourself out of your misery. How can you... Or, better yet, keep your weapons and defend yourself with them against these fracks. They come onto your land. They try to take your kids. They try and set up some kind of false flag terrorism operation using the FBI and the CIA and blow the living frack out of some innocent people because they can. You got to take some natural justice. I think that this country, the United States of America, used to be a great land. And in a lot of respects, it still is. Anyone who's ever, you know, traveled cross-country in the United States, and I haven't personally had the pleasure, but I've seen many items where you see the landscape of this paradise. And like George Carlin said, it's been turned into a huge fracking shopping mall. You know, I'm thinking about opening a shopping mall just to only sell evil products and call it a Darth Mall. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Come to the Darth... Oh, what are you doing this weekend, man? Oh, I'm going to go and hang out at the Darth Mall, Holmes. Oh, yeah? Hang out by the fountain? What are you going to do? Shoplifting? You're going to stand some old lady over with a bag, do you? Come on. What the hell's happened to the country? I mean, have a look at the statistics. America's number one in only a couple of things. Obesity, foreign wars, and debt. That's it. Everything else, you're like 50th. Education's way down. Health is way down. You know, the likelihood of a child actually surviving birth in the United States is like lower than 60 other countries. It's been by design. Countries being annihilated. Everything that made it great. All the hospitality, all the creativity, the entrepreneurship being slowly squeezed out by Fabian socialist fracks in the White House. Take your nation back. And the same thing's happening here in New Zealand. I presume the same thing happening everywhere else. People have got to take action, preferably non-violent. We'll be right back after the break at TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
1973 was a year rich in dark and turbulent history, but through all the global and political turmoil, a shining light was born. The first celebration pipes were created on La'i Point in Oahu, Hawaii, 40 years later, and CelebrationPipes.com is marking their anniversary with a beautiful new finish in Victory Green. Celebration pipes are functional jewelry for the mind. Each lava stoneware pipe is noka oi, and still handcrafted by DePiper himself, fired twice and plated in 22 karat gold, then finished with more precious metals and lusters. Choose from pure gold, platinum, opal, black coral, purple haze, Hanalei blue, or Rastafire. And now the 40th anniversary Victory Green. Many celebrities and heroes of the legalization movement have commissioned their pipes from CelebrationPipes.com, including Aerosmith, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Colin Young, Kalapana, Cheech and Chong, Daryl Hannah, Keith Struve, Willie Nelson, Fleetwood Mac, Woody Harrelson, Jefferson Starship, Marley. Come and see all the beautiful pipes and get your 40th anniversary Victory Green Celebration Pipe at CelebrationPipes.com.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Get real and heal. Listen to Christy on Soul Journeys Radio. Live Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week, live from New Zealand. You know, this is a little fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland. It's really gorgeous this time of the year. There's gridlock everywhere because people want to stay out of the rain, and there's scumbags all over the place getting corporate contracts to run the city and milking the public funds for all their fracking worth. You gotta love that. And I wanted to play for y'all a song we wrote. You know the happy birthday song? You know how it's real old and kind of cheesy? Well, we kind of vamped it up a little bit. And I wrote this on my good friend and bandmate Mikhail's birthday. And we thought it was like one of the best songs we've ever done. And I'd like to play it for y'all, you know, if you'd be willing to listen. So yeah, here we are. This is "Happy Birthday" by the Pakehachis. I hope you enjoy it.
Encapsulates you with love.
Hope you all enjoyed that. That's Happy Birthday by the Parky Heart Cheese. If you want a copy of that, I'll be publishing that onto the YouTube channel, I think, after today. I think that's kind of like I'm too lazy to make music videos, so what I do is just play the thing on the song on the show, and I'm filming it anyway, and just, you know, kind of mouth the words. It's fun. Anyway, I was just thinking about that. Do you know how much it costs if you want to play the original Happy Birthday song? It costs you $10,000 in royalties, yo. $10,000. Unbelievable. I mean, yeah, you can sing it at your friend's birthday parties and stuff like that. But if you want to put it on film or something, it's $10,000. Unbelievable. I think this one's a lot better. Personally, you know, I could be wrong. Maybe it just sucked and everybody is like, oh my God, Vinny's such a douche. Well, anyway, it's just like, you know, creative expression. It's a dying art. And I think it's been, well, what was I saying the other day? Oh, yeah. New Zealand has a shockingly large amount of really talented musicians, man. Like you wouldn't believe. You seriously go to any of the summer festivals that are happening here in New Zealand, and they'll have, you know, a few foreign acts that are like really big or whatever. And then and the thing that really steals the show, as it were, are the local acts. And maybe this is similar all around the world, I think. You know, really good, talented musicians who basically nobody knows about. You know, they haven't sold out to record companies. They haven't gone promoted and they haven't got overseas. And in New Zealand, oh, my God, to make it successful in New Zealand with a population base of 4 million is nigh on impossible. You know, in the United States, maybe if you're a decent band and you've got some marketing skill or whatever and the ability to organize gigs and the huge quantity of work that actually goes into it, yeah, you've got a population base of like 350, 400, 400 million people-ish. And, you know, you can make yourself pretty successful. New Zealand bands, on the other hand, hey, in order to be successful in New Zealand, you have to go to America. I mean, that's basically it. Incidentally, there's an article that came out a number of years ago identifying that New Zealand singers actually sing in American accents. And I just listened to that song myself and just thinking, man, I do sound like I've got an American accent in that song, didn't it? Why is that? And what's interesting is I've tried singing in a New Zealand accent and I can't. It's like the vocal cords just don't go that way. It's like singing as American. and the other element, what was I talking about the other day? Oh, crap, I lost it. Anyway, I was thinking also that people really need to appreciate talent when they see it. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's rapping about the New World Order, for example, you know, these artists that we have on the soundtrack to the Vinnie Eastwood show, like Jay Soli or Genocide, and there's also many, many, many other anti-New World Order rappers that I could mention. And you listen to their songs and you think to yourself, man, these guys are actually really, really talented. Really talented, okay? But they're not being picked up by the mainstream. Why? Because it's not commercial enough. I'll tell you what's not commercial. What's not commercial is exactly what should be commercial. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's wondering, oh, how is it that good people can't make any money in this industry? It's because the bad guys don't want you to pass out good, decent message. There really hasn't been any big musical sea change in society and big protest movement since the 60s, as far as I know. It's basically all downhill from there. And that was created by the CIA. You know, isn't that interesting? You know, they create the feminist movement, they create hippie culture, they create all of this other kind of stuff, and finance all these bands, all these major mega bands, are like the sons and daughters of military intelligence, black ops people. You know, like Jim Morrison's dad was the guy who set up the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which got everybody into Vietnam, and like, oh, this is the end, my only friend. Yeah, my only friend indeed. And the scary part about it is, I don't know, that people don't really have too much of a choice that's in their face, you know. You hear, have a look at the music charts and things like that. We didn't. Good musicians don't even get a look in these days. It's all meaningless tripe, you know, talking about, macking bitches or and I apologize for the use of the language. It's the nomenclature. And talking about other vacuous stuff. If I hear another love song that doesn't actually mean anything, I will puke my guts. I will barf up my liver. I swear to goodness gracious me. It's all vacuous tripe. People don't even know what the hell love is. You know, what about a real love song? You know, something that really means something. Something that's really based on a real event, as opposed to just, yeah, I'm singing about some wanky bollocks. Yeah, good on you, mate. Thank you very much for your contributions to the betterment of society. Freaking talentless twat. You're just annoyed with this. Is anybody else annoyed with this? I really am. I just don't get it.
You know, you see talented musicians who have great songs that really mean something. Nobody knows about them, and you see talentless star search programs like the X Factor and American Idol. The people who have, you know, good pitch, good tone, and so on and so forth, but they haven't actually done the hard yards that a real artist has to do. You know, doing all the writing, doing all the rehearsing, and getting all of that kind of stuff together on your own without any support, without any direction, without, you know, having to learn it offhand by yourself. It's just like, it's like a manufacturing company, isn't it? They're manufacturing these starlets, and everybody thinks, oh, isn't that great, isn't it nice, they're coming up from nothing and they've got a great voice and now they're finally being recognized for their talent. Well, what about the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of really awesome artists who made it on their own without so much as a talent quest? Who said, you know what, I don't want to bother auditioning for the X Factor or American Idol. I mean, Avril Lavigne, for example, hugely successful musician, she auditioned for American Idol and they booed her off the stage. And rightly so. No, I'm just kidding. But the point of fact is, these people are just manufacturers of tripe. Okay, anything real, anything decent, anything independent comes on, you know, they crush it like a freaking bug, man. And, you know, I have yet to see. Okay, and if I'm wrong, I certainly hope I am. I have yet to see anybody who's ever won X Factor, American Idol, or any one of these other television show competitions in the music industry ever make it past a couple of years afterwards before they fade into obscurity. Because they ain't real art. Look, it's kind of like country music. You can't sing country music unless you have suffered hugely and it comes out in your music. Then people can actually feel something when you sing. These other people, on the other hand, what's the worst amount of suffering they had? A little bit of sleep deprivation when they're standing in line to some competition? You're going to sing about that and make a career, make an album off it? Kidding me. All right. True artistry is born of pain. That's my philosophy. You know, if you've got a life that's so freaking easy, none of your stuff will mean anything. It won't resonate with people. Music is an escape from harsh reality. All right. You shouldn't be getting into it if you haven't experienced any harsh reality to help people escape from, you know what I'm saying? And these TV shows, I can't bear them, okay? And they're everywhere. They're everywhere now. Have you noticed? Did you know that reality TV is the cheapest form of television ever devised? Oh, scratch that. The second cheapest form of television ever devised. The cheapest being like when animals attack, where they just use old stock footage and cut that together, and that's a TV show. That's the cheapest. And the second cheapest is just reality TV. You know? Why do you think they have to do all that really cheap stuff and keep people entertained with vain Sasquatch mofos? Okay? It's because they're running out of money, because nobody cares. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you been feeling off lately? tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural? Something that helps your body actually heal itself. I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
We're ready for our first caller. Welcome, Debbie. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what the RNA drops are doing for you and what your experience is on them?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many experiences. The first effects I felt was I would take the drops before going off to the golf course to play in league or just to play, and I noticed my game was more precise, and my focus was there, and my eye stayed right in the ball, and I hit the ball farther. My muscles seemed to work. My energy level seemed to be up, and I'll tell you, I took a couple of strokes off my game.
I think that's incredible.
It's pretty exciting.
What are the other things that you have noticed on that?
Well, in my love life, I noticed that the focus and the energy level and the energy exchange that I have with my man has been amazing. I can actually feel the energy exchange from his body to my body.
That
just,
is great.
Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
And again, you can get those drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
That's right, trinasgooddrops.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Just in time, head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well,
welcome back.
Know what I've been told.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment for today's show, and I've just been kind of winging it. You know, I had a very late night. You know, when you're hanging out with your mates and they're in trouble and stuff like that, you stay up late until they feel better, and then you come home at 4 o'clock in the morning. Unbelievable. So and right after this, I'm gonna have to go to a Monsanto protest march. Which I'm very much looking forward to. And I was just thinking, yeah, you know what? I am so taking my chemtrail banner. Oh, yeah. And I had one of my listeners down in Invercargill, where Ifinity FM is based. They play the Vinnie Eastwood Show 5 nights a week. And she sent us these wonderfully printed banners, you know, all for free. It's just,
I'm just so grateful for all the stuff that I get given so I can go out and do more stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you give a man you make a man a video and he'll watch it for a day. You give a man a camera and an editing suite and he'll be making movies by himself for generations. And that's basically what I'm doing, you know. And I wanted to make a call out for subscribers as well, because the little that you give every month, some people give significant contributions, and I you know, I'm really grateful when people go out of their way and that kind of thing for me. It's just, yeah, it's really humbling. You know, I'm getting people on the show like Tila Tequila and G. Edward Griffin and Foster Gamble and Lindsay Williams, David Icke, that kind of thing. And you know, I'm right up there in terms of guest quality in general. I do bring on a lot of unknowns, of course, because I don't think how is somebody going to become known unless you give them a shot. You know, I wouldn't have risen up or really accomplished anything like what I've done so far without the opportunity literally being handed to me by American Freedom Radio to do this show. And likewise, I would have, I don't know what I would have done in my life if I didn't have this show. You know, really, this is brought new meaning to it. It's helped me get out of abject poverty. I've been living hand to mouth for years and years. You know, I think like for the first 4 years when I was an activist in the street with a camera, uploading videos almost every other day, going to every public meeting and protest that I can get my filthy little mitts on. I wasn't even so much able to buy a cup of coffee for those 4 years. No, really. I would go out to a protest without food in my belly because I was that poor, and walk around for hours up and down the street, running, filming and using the tripods and interviewing people and stuff like that, and then I'd get home and then spend all my personal free time where I could be relaxing, just quickly editing and putting all that stuff up. You know, I really pour my heart and soul into this job, man. And it's a job, of course. It's a fun job, but it's still a job, as Cypress Hill would say. And people have asked me, you know, what's the point? You know, what's the point in me doing this at all? And I say, well, you know, honestly, I don't know exactly what I'm going to be able to accomplish by doing this radio show. I don't know the end goal. All I know is that every single day I've got to be here. I've got listeners. And they expect me now to produce new content, get guests, talk about stuff, you know. And I feel very obligated to do as much as I possibly can to ensure that you guys are satisfied. Every guest suggestion I get those people on. Okay. And I've cut out the middleman in a lot of ways. So the audience participation in the show is kind of like, let's say, for example, I don't come up with the guest names or do any research on them. A listener will actually send me that name and the email contact address and their websites and things like that. So they've done the legwork for me, and then I just simply, you know, do the mechanics. You know, flick them the email, they say yes, and then I flick them another email with the scheduled time, they say yes, and then we bring them on the show and it's done. You know? It's very, very easy for me in the position, and it's due in no small part to the equipment and
pay for with the donations. I've got a camera filming me behind the computer that was donated to me when my other camera busted and I needed a new one, quick smart. Somebody managed to give it to me, and it was just, you know, whew, man, it was so handy. And this computer that I've got here, you know, big 27-inch iMac quad core processor, you know, the whole ball of wax, is starting to get a little bit old now, and it's frustratingly slow. I wish I could get a new one, but you know, I don't expect people to like fork out a couple of grand to get me a new computer. Oh, I can survive for now. I can still get the job done, even if the computer's not quite up to scratch. It'd be much better to have a second one, so that when one's processing videos and things like that, like if you're processing HD footage, dude, you can't do nothing else. Seriously, you try to publish a video, the computer's so fracking slow, I can't even do emailing, like even basic emailing, because the thing's too fracking slow. And, you know, people tell, oh, why don't you just empty out your hard drive? I have. There's frack all on the hard drive, bro. It's just there's not enough processing power. And it'd be nice if people could support, you know, what I'm doing, as you have been. And you know, the trouble with radio show hosts is the expectation and the ingratitude of them. Yeah. I don't want to become one of those people. I want to be intensely grateful every moment of every single day for every single thing that I get given. Everything that I'm wearing at this moment, even from my shorts and my t-shirt and everything like that, even my underwear, has been given to me by somebody. I don't have anything that I bought. Literally. I'm looking around me. The chair that I'm sitting in, the heater in the corner, the two megaphones next to it, the printer, the computer, the microphone, the camera, the tripod, the posters on the wall of John Key and chemtrails and stuff like that. Even had listeners do a personal painting for me. He drove all the way down from Waiapu to give it to me. It was a painting of a bee saying, "I tell the truth to sting the bankster's lies." I am literally living off you people, and I am intensely, intensely grateful that I don't have to subject myself to being employed by people who don't give a frack about me, all right? If you're a subscriber to the show for as little as $5 a month, as far as I'm concerned, you're my employer. And I like to please my employers. I always have when I was working. The problem is, it's just I realized a little bit too late, maybe, that they were all a bunch of psychopaths and they didn't really appreciate me trying to please them. And fortunately, the caliber, like, if you think I'm a really good radio show host, I can assure you there's lots of really other good radio show hosts out there. But if you believe in me enough to actually fork out something every month, you know, go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. There's a bank account number there you can put automatic payments into. There's also a subscribe button for PayPal. You can do $1 a month if you want. We'll give you commercial-free archives, saves you 10 hours listening time a month or a week or something. You know, it's just really, really handy. The ad-free archives pages, I make sure they're all pretty every single time I have a guest on here. I mean, I really do try and give you the most bang for your buck. And honestly, I think I'm failing. Really. I'm not doing enough. There's just not enough hours in the day. Don't have enough resources. Don't have enough technology, that kind of thing. So that's why it's growing and expanding. There's more people coming to the website than ever before. The videos are being shared around like crazy. People are really digging this show, man. And I'm... You know, as the youngest in a family of five, having very little attention as a child, this is a new experience for me. This is a sensation that I've become very, very grateful for. And I just wanted to thank all of you for listening to the Vinnie Eastwood show, because I don't think you realize just how much I really love all of you, and you good people, all of you. Every single one of the listeners that I've talked to has been a very, very nice, good person. They're good to their families, and they care about their country. And the fact that you listen to me, I'm really honored. I love you all. You're really cool people, man. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show, and we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for your attention.